You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Fairhope Police Chief Stephanie Hollinghead into the studio. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning.
You join us usually the second Wednesday of each month. And are we resuming Coffee with a Cop yet?
We are. So we actually did. We're not doing it. We haven't got back on our regular schedule yet, which would have been yesterday.
Right.
But we did do it. I can't remember the date last month. And it was, we did it outside because the mask order and everything was still in effect. We had 9 participants, which was really good. So we were really excited to get back into meeting with our citizens, meeting with the community. Everything, it was a little chilly outside, but for the most part, we had a good time. We spent a lot of our time just kind of getting back to, we hadn't seen each other for about a year. So it was like a reintroduction of what we, already knowing each other, but just kind of catching up on where we had been for the last year. So we had a really good time with that. And we do have our next one scheduled. It is next Thursday, the 22nd at 9 p.m. at the Nick Center. I'm not really sure at what point we will get back onto that regular schedule. We're still working with the director at the Nick Center to kind of get us back where we need to be.
But and they did issue an announcement that they're going to start some services back on Monday.
That is correct.
So that'll be a natural progression for y'all, yes, as well. So that's next Thursday morning at 9 a.m. for Coffee with a Cop.
Correct, the 22nd.
Okay, and that's an informal gathering where folks can share their concerns. Mm-hmm. And used to be the number one concern was traffic. Is that still the case?
It's always going to be traffic when, with the way our growth is, and it is a struggle, but it is a constant. It's something that I'm working on constantly, trying to figure out a way for us to better, get from one place to the other without, all these accidents. And, it's constant. It really is. And it's something that I've spoken to the mayor about. And they've got a lot of projects in the works downtown. So I think we're moving in the right direction. It's not going to happen overnight.
Right.
So it's something we're just going to keep working at.
Okay. You posted recently the call statistics for the month of March.
Yes.
And that's one of the things that we feature here on the program. You can see those on the Fairhope Police Department Facebook page. We also have them now posted on ours.
Yes. One of the very first things that I noticed whenever I got the stats is if you'll see the call volume, how much it's increased. Just from February to March, and that's not unusual with everything kind of going back into, I'd say what we kind of see as normal, mm-hmm, activity. Not to mention we're getting back into the summer months, we're getting ready, school's fixing to be out, so it's not uncommon to see this jump. But I was, you go from 1,966 calls in February to 2,329 calls in March, and you're thinking, wow, things are getting back to
a little bit of normal.
Normalcy here.
Had cabin fever, now they're out and about. But February seems a little low too. Your average has been around 2,100 or so.
Exactly. So we, with COVID over the past year, our calls have been down because people have been staying at home, mm-hmm, and we don't have the amount of calls. So to see 2,300, I would say on average for a normal year is normal. So, but I didn't want anyone to see that and say, oh goodness, what is going on here? So we just have to keep in mind that this last year has been, different, and we're going to get back to what we would normally see.
And what you're going to talk about now are notable reports and notable arrests, and these are calls of, not necessarily convictions of, on the reports.
That is correct. So okay, we got our notable reports, and these could be something that maybe an arrest has been made, or they're just, currently being investigated. So we had 23 domestic violence calls, or reports made. We had 6 shoplifting, 21 harassment, 4 assaults. We had 1 auto theft. We had 20 thefts. We had no vehicle burglaries, which is very unusual.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually one of our highest numbers. We had 1 residential burglary, 1 non-residential burglary. We had 17 fraud identity thefts. 11 criminal mischiefs, one sex offense of a child, one child abuse, or sorry, two child abuse, and then two financial abuse of the elderly. And again, those, you know, most of these are currently under investigation.
Let's stop and talk about a couple of them.
Okay.
Harassment at 21, that seems like a lot. What's an example of somebody that just won't leave you alone, or there's a restraining order?
It could be harassing communications. It could be calling someone and making threats, or alarming someone over the phone. You and I having a verbal argument where I threaten you in some way. That could be a harassment.
Okay.
I could push you, strike, shove, kick. That is also a harassment.
Okay.
It also falls under like an assault, but the harassment is more of a minor
okay.
charge.
All right. And 20, theft. Are these items like the bicycle in the front yard or the lawnmower in the shed?
That is correct.
Okay.
Or, you know, it could be, it doesn't fall, and it's not the same as shoplifting. So it is something sitting on your front porch. Mm-hmm. Someone comes up and takes something from your property. And majority of these, that's what it is. Someone's
okay.
taking something from someone's yard.
The fraud ID theft seems a bit high.
Yes.
17. What kind of examples are you seeing?
We are seeing a lot of the phone calls. I know everyone gets them. I get about 20 a day. Where they're, you know, selling you the vehicle warranty, and they are actually... These are actually victims. These are people that have actually given them information or given them money it's scary. And this number is really increasing a lot. So we're trying to keep everyone updated on our Facebook page about what kind of scams are out there. You know, it's just, we go back to, you know, a good practice of, if you don't know who it is or you don't recognize that number calling you, don't answer it. They're 9 out of 10 times they're going to leave you a message. If they really need to get in touch with you, we've actually had, I think there was one that we did post on our Facebook page where they were getting phone calls saying that they were from the city of Fairhope, like our utilities.
Mm-hmm.
They were, you know, telling them that they owed money on their utility bill.
They use some kind of a device, and it can say it's from the Baldwin County Sheriff's Department, it's from Riviera, from City. They can make it look like
anywhere,
from any place they want. That's the really scary part.
I encourage anyone, don't give any information, don't pay anything, don't do anything. If you get a call from what looks like to be from the Sheriff's Department, Fairhope Police Department, the City of Fairhope, anywhere, pick up that phone and call that, you know, call them back.
But look up the number.
Exactly.
Don't call the number that came in. Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Look up a number and that you're familiar with and call that number back and verify. I just got a letter in the mail yesterday. I looked at it last night when I got home, and it was renew your home warranty. And I thought, what in the world is this? So that is something that I'm going to go back and research today and see
mm-hmm.
where that came from, because I want to post it on our website.
Right.
It's been vehicle warranties.
And another big one is you've won $20,000, but
yes.
we need $500 in order to put it in your account, something like that.
If it's too good to be yeah. true, then it normally is. If you
okay.
didn't play the lottery, you can't win it. So, we get a lot of that as well.
Criminal mischief. Is this like the spray painting of the parking garage?
Yes, that is correct.
Has everybody been caught there or not?
We have made a few juvenile arrests in relation to some of the criminal mischief that's gone on downtown. And we have seen a decline, but, you know, like the summer's coming back up, and here we are. We have a lot of calls with juveniles. We've been dealing with a lot down at the pier, and I think even a few have been spotted or questioned about getting on top of the rooftops downtown. So we are, we're experiencing a lot of that as well. But we've got some new cameras up, and we're hoping to put a stop to that as well.
Okay, so I do recall some cameras in your budget. Is that not the personal cameras for the officers, but actually strategically placed cameras downtown?
Well, it covers it all.
Okay.
We actually, annually, we're always, our our body cameras we're updating all the time, but we're also updating cameras within our facility, and then we're also working on cameras downtown.
Okay. Here's a note here. Criminal mischief cases are up. There is not a central cause, rather a combination of random acts and some by subjects known to the victim. Okay. That was part of the statement on your release.
Correct.
You want to move on to notable arrests or what?
Our notable arrests. Okay. So we had, out of the month, we had 78 arrests. From those 78 arrests, we had 113 charges. We had 33 drug arrests, 10 DUIs, 8 domestic violence, 8 shoplifting, 7 harassment, 10 public intoxication, 1 assault, 1 criminal mischief, 1 resisting arrest, and we had 2 carrying an illegal gun.
Okay.
And so that pretty much sums up our stats for the month. I do want to go back. I do want to remind people to continue to register your cameras. Go back to go to the city website and go, or you can go into the app, go under public safety, and there is a site there that you can go on and register your cameras. Again, it's your we're solving so many cases, and we're able to get so much information from these cameras. And the reason we're asking people to do that is for that reason. But we don't want access to your camera.
You actually can't get access to it by doing this.
We don't. And a lot, that's a misconception about, you know, a lot of people is that, oh, I'm not giving them access to my camera. That's a, you know, that's private information. We don't want that. All we want to know is if something does happen at your house or something happens to your next door neighbor or in your neighborhood, that we can come to you and say, hey, can you look at your camera and see if you see anything?
Right.
You may can identify a vehicle. You may can even get us a tag number.
And that's an excellent assistance.
Absolutely.
Someone posted recently, I think it may have been What's Happening in Fish River, I'm not sure, but basically, two women came and it appeared to case their properties. And
I saw that.
Then other people said, oh, no, those are the tax assessors.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea if that was a crime or not?
I do not know. I remember seeing that, but I didn't look further into it to see if there was anything more to it. Also, our cityprotect.com. You can go on to cityprotect.com and you can follow, like, our stats here. You can see what is going on in your neighborhood and what's going on in the city in terms of our criminal cases.
Cityprotect.com. That's
correct.
Where you put in your zip code or the city name, and then you can actually see a map of where these things we're talking about.
And you can even
happened.
Put a perimeter over certain areas that you want to be notified about. So it a lot of people use it to, you know, put a perimeter around their neighborhood or their residence in general, just to, when something happens, then they get a notification and it lets them know what's going on.
Okay. Now, you've also had some new officers certified or inducted or sworn in. What's the right word?
We just hired 2 new officers in the last month, and we have 3 that are actually going to be attending the police academy in May. That is a 16-week program. So when they come back, they will be certified officers. And we're really, really excited about that. And we have 2 positions that we're still trying to fill. And so if you know anyone that's looking for a police job, we're actually only doing certified right now, taking certified applications. But I feel like that after the new budget passes, you know, it's right around the corner, we will probably send more to the academy next year.
Okay. And I'm seeing something about, is it Dispatcher Week?
Yes, it's National Telecommunication Week. And
okay.
This is something that we celebrate every year to celebrate our dispatchers. They do a wonderful job. They are truly a first responder. They're the first person that is contacted in 99% of our calls. So this is a week that we celebrate them, and they're doing some really cute things. And we actually went on and posted a little video and introduced who our dispatchers are, just kind of, you know, threw their name and their picture out there for people to see who works, who's answering that phone. So they're truly first responders, and they're not, you know, they're not usually looked at because people don't see them.
Right.
They're the voice, you know, that everyone hears
first.
But
they can get you through that horrible time.
Absolutely.
In many cases.
And we have a great group of dispatchers. They are awesome in doing what they do.
We'll share that. You can also find it on the city of the Fairhope Police Department Facebook page, I should say. And somebody's been producing some cool videos for y'all lately.
Yeah, Sherry.
Is Sherry Schwartz doing that?
Sherry Schwartz is doing it. And then we also have one of our investigators, Joshua Cryer, who has stepped in on that role as well. And he's putting a few things together, especially for recruitment.
How did we do on the weekend flooding? I see we had some roads closed. Y'all had to come out and protect folks and monitor traffic.
The majority of that was just monitoring the roads with the water and some of the flooding. But okay, that's pretty much what we experienced.
Okay. What else would you like to mention that I have not thought to ask? Is there anything ongoing investigation-wise we should know about?
No, right now we're in a good place. We're in a good place. So we're staying busy as usual, and we've got, like I said, an excellent group of men and women with the police department who are out there, you know, protecting and serving our community. And we do want to remind everybody, arts and crafts is coming up.
Yep, that was going to be my next thought, because it is this April 30th, May 1st and 2nd, and you'll do your normal, I guess, foot patrol.
Correct.
Do you still have some bicycles?
We do, but we don't use them as much.
Okay.
That might be something I look into in the near future. Our officers kind of lost an interest in it. But we will have a lot of foot patrol going on down there. And so you'll see us. We're out and about.
Very good.
Just praying for wonderful weather.
Let's keep our fingers crossed, right?
Normally,
the festival is the third weekend in March, and due to the pandemic, it's going to be, as we mentioned, April 30th, May 1st, and May 2nd. Anything else?
No, ma'am, I think we've covered most everything.
All right. Thank you so much, Chief Stephanie Hollinghead with the Fairhope Police Department, for your time, as usual, generally the second Wednesday of each month.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. And if you missed it or you want to